ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
हरे कृष्ण नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णभ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमति भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणि पुचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि भास्कराचार्ये सिद्धार्णे पञ्चकल्पतुभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। We are thrilled, we are delighted to have you here on this, for this auspicious occasion, Maharaj. We follow your preaching efforts all over the world and are constantly enthused and enlivened by them, and amazed that as time goes on, you don't slow down. But the thing I most appreciate about you is how personal you are with your disciples, with your God family, and how you nourish those relationships while you're so busy and have so many things going on. It's such a wonderful example of what family is and what's important and how to encourage each and every devotee in their spiritual life. I think that's what we all crave and want, is that personal love and attention. And you are so expert at giving it. It doesn't matter if it's a little child who can't even speak. They remember as they get older, and you encourage them in their devotional life from a very young age. You encourage their parents. You encourage everyone, your God brothers especially. I see how warm and loving you are to them, and so humble. At Sadhu Sangha, when it comes time for Satchinandana Swami to thank everyone and just say what a wonderful festival is, you turn around, Indrajuna Swami was there 10 minutes ago, and he's gone. He won't be there for that part of it. He just doesn't want to take any credit. And yet all of these things go on because of his desire, because of his determination in his service to his Guru Maharaj, to Srila Prabhupada. And it's such an inspiring example. I have some memories of you coming to our home, and I cherish those always. You and Prabhu sitting at the kitchen table talking, and I'm looking forward to that tomorrow very much. And I agree, it's so nice to be able to cook whatever you like, that you still have a strong fire of digestion, as I look forward to that. So thank you so much for choosing to have your Vyas Puja offering event here. It means a lot to us if we can give back in some small way for everything that you do. And we so appreciate Govindacharan and Rasika Shiromani here. It's true that we may not see them, but their presence is always felt. They sponsored this outfit that their lordships have on today. They're always participating in our Sankirtan endeavors, encouraging, donating. And in so many ways, they are exemplary disciples and do you proud. So while we're very grateful that you have encouraged them to be here, they've offered a lot in their devotion by being a part of our community. My heart is overwhelmed and bursting with affection and gratitude for all that you do, Maharaj. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
That's what I was going to say. Yes, definitely, that you're here will leave an impression and has raised the status of ISKCON of Silicon Valley, which is also, by the way, not in San Jose. We used to be in San Jose, but we're ISKCON of Silicon Valley because we plan on moving from here fairly soon also. And that you're here gives us the wherewithal. It is a sign from Krishna that when you once said in one of your classes that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur had stated that before one sees Krishna, one sees the Vaishnava. Just as in the morning you see the sun rays before you see the sun. So when one is able to attract a great Vaishnava to come in one's midst, then one knows that all good things are coming and that Krishna is personally coming in many of his in all of his glory and manifestations. So we take your visit here and you're holding your Vyasa Puja here as a harbinger for Krishna's special mercy on our whole assembly of devotees. And thank you very much. I was thinking today as we were driving here how much necessary it is for you to be traveling all over the world distributing the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a statue of Buddha along the freeway, the 101 freeway. I think it's a car dealership that is decidedly Asian, and maybe to attract a lot of people. And also to give benediction to all the drivers, they put this huge statue of Buddha right on the freeway, next to the freeway, pointing out to the freeway. And it's actually a great solace every day when I drive by there. I slow down and do a little pranam, because that's what they do in Thailand when they're driving on the go on the river. And when they go past any temple, they cut the engine, and the driver puts his head down, and then they keep going. I thought, how civilized. And I was thinking how in Silicon Valley, people don't have much opportunity to do that at all. Most people don't notice the Buddha there, don't know who he is. And most people don't notice anything. And they just go from one place to the next, sort of in a state of madness and dissatisfaction. There are, around Silicon Valley, I was thinking, and maybe around the whole world, very few symbols that people can relate to in a very personal way that remind them of God. And that's why in the Bhagavatam, Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he was speaking to Vidura, said, Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Svantakstena Gadabrita. That you are very much necessary in the world, he said to Vidura, who was, had been wandering all over, because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, and therefore you're a walking place of pilgrimage. And I feel that about you. I mean, I'm just so happy you're walking the earth and going from one place to the next, because everywhere you go, you bring the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everybody you meet. And there's nobody better than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that means there's nobody better than you, because you're bringing him to the world. You're actually doing it. You're actually doing it. And not only that, the Shastra says that one must approach such a person to advance in devotional service. The Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta Jignasu Shreya Uttamam Shadde Paricha Nishnatam Brahman Yupashramashrayam. Says, therefore, it's summing up all the anomalies in the material world, and therefore, one must approach, Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta, one must approach and surrender to such a guru. And then it gives the qualifications. Jignasu Shre Uttamam, says one should inquire from such a person about one's ultimate good. Shabde Paricha Nishnatam means, as Prabhupada says, such a person has taken a dip in the ocean of transcendental wisdom. And I recall when we stayed together in Govardhan 1 year, it was the most happy year, when we were on the roof together and our cabins were next to each other. And when I came over to see you, you had stacks of transcendental literature that you consumed over a month. And I could see that you were swimming in that ocean. It is your life and soul to hear the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan and the writings of all the Acharyas. And I took that away when I saw that image of you so absorbed in hearing and chanting in Vrindavan Dham. And I could see the purport of this verse, Shabde Paricha Nishnatam, swimming in this ocean of transcendental knowledge with such a deep taste. And Nishnatam means fixed in the absolute truth. And fixity of purpose is not something that can be done artificially. One proves one's track record by developing a portfolio over many, many years. Anyone can remain steady for a month or two or a few years or 7 years or 10 years or sometimes even 15. But for 45, 47 years to be fully absorbed in Lord Chaitanya's mission without wavering at all. In fact, actually going deeper and deeper into that ocean shows Nishnatam. Now, part of that is because of your being so holistic in your approach to Krishna consciousness. The love that you have for all of your God brothers and God sisters and all of the devotees, and the way in which you have normal relationships with so many God brothers is exemplary. I take you as an exemplar of the Sakya Ras. When I see you with your most intimate God brothers, the way you're so friendly and intimate with them, it makes me feel the Vrindavan mood. And this, Prabhupada mentions in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is the cause of being steady in devotional service, and that is having solid relationships in Krishna consciousness. I see your multitude of relationships with various God brothers that are very deep, and this is one of the greatest signs of spiritual achievement, to be so nicely connected with advanced devotees. Brahman Upashramashrayam. So one should take shelter of such a person. And continuing the theme of your availability to the world, a God brother of mine gave me an analogy some time back, which I would like to bring to bear at this particular point. And that is that sometimes people are looking for God, and they're pointed in various directions, and it may not be so easy to find him. And in this analogy, when it is compared, this looking for God is compared to a thirsty person looking for water. So, a person who is very thirsty, and he comes to a man and he says, I'm thirsty, please give me something to drink. And the man points to the cloud and he said, help yourself. And so this is compared to God being in Vaikuntha. You say, I want to know God. He's in Vaikuntha, or many religious traditions say, he's in heaven. He said, good luck, how you're going to reach heaven. And then we have the person who says, you can get water. It comes in flash floods in the desert. Here in California, we have many desert-ish areas. And when it rains in one part of the geography, then the water accumulates, it takes the path of least resistance, and it comes down in a stream unexpectedly. Sometimes it washes away cities or people who are camping. They don't know it's coming, and it just comes. So in a similar way, people say, where's God? And you say, the avatars, they come at various times. How are you going to be there when the avatar comes? You can't dictate when you're going to take birth to be at the same time as an avatar. And then someone else may say, you want water? It's in the ground. And then say, now you have to dig for it. And you have to make a well and have a bucket to bring it up. That's like the yogis. They have to sit for 10,000 years and look deep within their heart, try to find the super soul, maybe they'll get a little glimpse. But the spiritual master, the one who has become fully surrendered in the process of disciplic succession, is like water in the palm of your hand. You simply reach out and drink. So you're like that. You're like... Anyone can see you. Anyone can come to you. Anyone can listen to your kirtan, which is like not 747 because there's bigger planes now. I don't know what the biggest one is. 888? That they're bigger. They're twice as big as a 747. And your kirtans are like that. They start taxiing out from the airport. Then they get on the runway. And they get some more speed, and then they take off in the air, and everyone goes crazy. And this is, we can drink the water directly from Lord Chaitanya's mercy because you're distributing it like that. So on this day, I declare my deepest love and gratitude for you. I count my lucky stars that I have such a godbrother. I thank you for all the guidance you've given me in this lifetime, not the least of which is your example, which I look to constantly. And all glories to all of your followers as well. Thank you very much for taking such good care of Maharaj. And please accept my gratitude. Srila Indradyumna Swami Maharaj Ki. Srila Indradyumna Maharaj's followers Ki. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bha.
Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, hey, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman.